Hi, this is Growing Up Aspen, Joiner's Table Podcast with Andy Collin and Chris Pomeroy. And today we're joined with Lisbeth O'Dane. Well, I felt like when I was a kid, so I lived up on Highlands, and I would ride my bike into town and I'd go over by McDonald's or Cookie Munchers or whatever. And if someone was doing something, oh, we're going to go over here and go over there and go do that and go do this. Everybody's now on their phones. Everybody's now on the internet. There is no real connection. Just riding your bike down the hill and smelling the thistle and the stuff and the little grasshoppers coming by. Just all that experience. On here, you don't get that, you know?
No.
And I feel like that is the part where we had a physical existence, whereas now there's only a digital existence. And I sort of feel like what needs to be taught is a coexistence of both. In other words, people need to learn how to take advantage of the digital, but not lose the physical, you know?
Exactly.
So there's sort of a steampunk thing that needs to happen that I feel like where you are connected to the humanity, but you're also taking advantage of what technology brings.
Right.
And I feel like all the moral decisions that people have, it's because they're not connected to the human side of things.
Agreed.
It's so weird, though, because on one level, I look at that, like phones, as a scourge and as a massive distraction in like you say, in social. But there's another piece of it that my children have sort of taught me by observing them, and that is that it's the logical extension of communication, because at our generation we could talk to each other. At most we could hope no one else was on the phone, dial somebody up and talk for a couple hours or whatever. These kids are communicating 24/7 with each other.
Yep.
And sometimes they'll be sitting right in front of each other at the same table, talking in conversation and typing something else, having two separate, complete separate conversations at the exact same time. And I do think that there's some benefit to that, but it remains to be seen when they're our age and they realize that their brains are scattered because of so much fragmentation or something.
Well, there's a bit of it.
You know, maybe there's some damage there, but...
Yeah.
But it's just a whole new form of communication, almost a double communication, really. It's kind of strange.
Well, bit of a disconnect if you've got too much going on, because you can't really give it your all. Yeah.
If I had kids now, I would have a place where phones and watches get put when it's time to watch family TV or sit down for a meal or whatever. Digital gets put away and we have family focus time.
That's pretty hard to do by today's standards, though. And I'm not going to say you're wrong, because you're not. And if I could, I would
totally
do that. I totally would do that.
I started at the beginning, and that's just is what it is. And I lead by example, because otherwise they're going to see me day in, day out being attached to my fucking phone, too.
Yeah.
Gail called me on it. She's like, you are always on your phone. I'm like, I know.
But I always look back. I had a friend when she had a kid real early on, and she kept talking, you know, her whole philosophy was anti-gun. Okay. And I use this as an example. But she was adamant. She's like, I'm going to raise my kid to where we won't even have capped guns or squirt guns or anything else to play with as a child. I don't want him to think of guns as a solution or violence. Okay. Within 2 years of that kid's existence, I saw him running around the backyard with a stick going, you cannot avoid some of that stuff. And my point is, with the electronics, yes, I would love to do that. And we did try it. We would take phones away at night, you know, all this kind of stuff. Dinner time is to sit down and talk, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And these kids will end up stomping off to their room, and they're not using their phone this time. They're using their Nintendo Switch, or they're using whatever electronic that's sitting around. Right. It's just, it's impossible to get them away from it all, you know, TV or computers, or I'm doing my homework on my school computer when they're really doing right. video games and talking to their friends, you know.
Other thing that I learned is I can tell my electronics what to do.
Yeah.
And I am talking to my electronics on a regular basis and telling them what to do, and I never say please and thank you.
Yeah.
So kids aren't learning to say please and thank you. They're talking to electronics.
Right.
And they're not learning to say please and thank you.
Yeah.
I think you hit something there. We saw that in the internet as the internet started coming around.
Yeah.
Where people would flame each other. I mean, literally, yes. Just like they're talking to their computer. They're not actually expecting a little old lady answering that email going, why is this person screaming at me?
Exactly.
You know, it's an email, you know, same thing.
But that also goes to respect. And the thing is if you can't respect, how the past and the present future, it's like, how do you gauge all that? You got to respect that stuff. You know, it's like us growing up with those old people from Europe. We had a certain respect for
absolutely
Europe because we were there, and you know, they were older than us and we were little kids, and if they'd say something, we'd have to, I mean, it was just, that's how it was.
Yep. And when I'm talking to people at the theater, because I still do all the reservations, I'm still yes, ma'am and no, ma'am, and yes, sir and no, sir.
Right.
I don't know what age they are, but if I'm talking to a customer, it's yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. And if I do know, if I'm face to face with somebody and I know they're an elder, it is that ma'am and sir is still 1,000% there.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. The authors of Growing Up Aspen would like to thank you, and would like to also thank the Aspen Times and the Aspen Daily News for giving us materials for our book, Growing Up Aspen, Adventures of the Unsupervised, which you can get at twistandturnpress.com and any local bookstore. Thanks.